In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When Paul wrote his letter to the Ephesians, he was imprisoned in Caesarea Maritima on the Mediterranean coast in Palestine. The reason for his imprisonment? For allegedly allowing a Gentile into the inner courts of the temple in Jerusalem. The dividing wall of hostility that Paul speaks of to the Ephesians is a physical one, a wall that might be found in the Herodian temple in Jerusalem, dividing those inner the outer courts of the Gentiles from the inner courts that were reserved for pious Jews. The shedding of Jesus' blood broke down this wall, so that now both Jews and Gentiles would have access to the holy presence of God in Christ. How ironic, therefore, that Paul is in chains because of the violent response of those who still consider Gentiles strangers and aliens in this world. Paul's 2 years in prison in Caesarea were a prolific time of writing letters to many of the churches in Asia Minor, as well as time spent with good friends and colleagues, partners in the gospel, people like Mark and Luke. Imagine such a meeting in Caesarea. The Apostle Paul, the great missionary to the Gentiles, sitting down with Mark, whose gospel is really Peter's, and Luke, whose narrative reflects the teaching of Paul. Paul, Mark, and Luke were immersed in the reality that those who are far off have now been brought near by the blood of Christ. The one who has made peace by breaking down the wall of hostility and reconciling Jews and Gentiles to God the Father through the cross by the Spirit. Paul, Mark, and Luke, through their writings, announced to their world that in Christ Jesus, Gentiles were no longer strangers and aliens, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. No wonder Paul writes to these Gentile saints that the new reality of their baptism and the communion they now have at the table with Christ and all the saints was built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. This extraordinary gathering of the Apostle Paul and the two evangelists in Caesarea would not have been possible if it had not been for Levi Matthew, tax collector and sinner, first evangelist, whose gospel was the foundation upon which the entire New Testament canon was built. Paul, Mark, and Luke are indebted to Matthew, the first gospel, for it is Matthew who first recorded how Jesus came and preached peace to those who were far off and peace to those who were near. As a tax collector and sinner, Matthew knew what it was like to be a stranger and alien in Israel, like a Gentile, barred from entering the Holy Temple, even though he was a Jew. That is, until that moment when Jesus came to his tax collector's booth and called Matthew to follow him. And so this Matthew was the first to announce the name of Jesus to the world through the angel who spoke to Joseph in a dream. "You shall call his name Jesus," said the angel, "for he will save his people from their sins." And this saving gospel could not have been clearer than in the words of Jesus in Matthew 20, where he says, "But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." And so it is Matthew's gospel that first announces the atonement of the sins of the world through the blood of Jesus Christ. For even though this tax collector could not participate in the temple sacrifices, he knew that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. The first theology of the cross comes from Matthew, who records in all its stark reality that on the cross, the blood of Christ broke down that dividing wall of hostility so that now both Jews and Gentiles could now be reconciled to the Father through the blood of Mary's Son. And therefore, Jews and Gentiles together are knit together as the new temple of the Lord. It is Matthew's gospel that first shows us where that new temple resides. For it is Jesus who in Matthew takes the cup, gives thanks, and says, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the testament, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." And it is Matthew's risen Christ who shows us how this temple is built. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.